State Bank starting lineups being brought to you by the Court State Bank for the Falcons. The offense was introduced, and it'll be number 24, Blade Baker, sophomore. Junior lineman number 45, Tate Van Dyne at center. And at the right guard, number 68, senior co-captain Evan Sinclair. The tight end is senior number 11, Levi Overstreet. A little banged up. Tyler Jameson earlier in the week has opened up a starting spot for Levi. At the other end, senior at number 4, Trent Carpenter. And your running back, sophomore fullback number 3, Carson Kiefer. And behind him, junior number 10, Clayton Kiefer. Your quarterback, senior co-captain number 12, Dylan Lane. So those are your Corydon State Bank starting lineups for the Falcons. And now for Twin Cedars, their defense on the line. Oh, it's their offense. Number 75 on the line, senior Dalton Garcia. Also joining him on the line, number 55, senior Colin Still. And then they have a wide-open offense that includes four different ends. We'll start with junior number 12, Hunter Embray, and senior number 11, Garrett Pettyjohn, senior number 1, Coy Moore, and junior number 5, Otis Roby. Your lone running back in the backfield is senior number 6, Drew Carlson. And they will be joined by quarterback senior number 3, Brent Parker. So those are your Corydon State Bank starting lineups for the Falcons and the Sabres. And we are a couple, 2.5 minutes away from the kickoff. The co-captains will be going out soon for the ceremonial coin toss. Didn't notice who won the actual coin toss that's already happened. But we would like to take this opportunity to thank some of our many sponsors this year, including Hammer Medical, Hanson's Iowa Realty, the Indianola Auto Group, Judd's Ranch House, sponsoring your touchdown, Mac Hardware, Smith Auto Body, Great Western Bank of Corydon, sponsoring great plays. Making life great is Great Western Bank. Red Haw Realty. The Corydon Hy-Vee, we'll have our Hy-Vee halftime a little bit later on. Corydon Farm Bureau agent John Fry, and John sponsoring our quarterback sacks. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm sponsor our kickoffs. Lucas County Health Center. Neeson Pharmacy, hoping to hear a lot of Neeson first. Down, Neeson Pharmacy, first down for the Falcon. Midwest Heritage Bank, Red Doe Pizza in Corydon. And Red Doe bringing you the timeouts this evening. And if you're looking for a great timeout with your family, go to Red Doe Pizza in Corydon. Bingham Construction, Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville, Better Equipment. And Better Equipment is when the Falcons get into the red zone. You can hear that courtesy of Better Equipment. Corydon State Bank, as we mentioned, giving you the starting lineup this evening. Shivers Manufacturing will bring you the player of the game at the conclusion of the game and the conclusion of each half, actually. CNC Custom Cycle, the Allerton Lumber Company, bringing you the big hits. They've laid out the lumber, and we will bring that to you courtesy of the Allerton Lumber Company. Windstream, the Motor Inn, Randolph Funeral Home, and Randolph Funeral Home bringing you the PAT attempts this evening. Community First Credit Union and Midwest Assisted Living, the Falcons to receive kickoff. traveling from right to left, and it'll be Trent Carpenter fielding it in the end zone for a touchback, and we're underway from Bussey. And so from their own 15, the Falcons will put it in play. And Carpenter will split out to the left. Keeper's in the eye behind Dillon. And we are the first play line of scrimmage is a handoff to Clayton up the middle. Gets maybe a yard and a half. And the spot will be on the give Clayton one on that. The second and nine. Two receivers out to the right and Clayton to the left. No backs behind Dillon. First look at this formation and quick pass to the right side incomplete. Intended for got back to the huddle real quick, guys. Intended for Trent. Incomplete. Brings up a third down. Third and nine from the 16. First quarter. We're just underway. Beautiful night. Bussey, 11:18 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless. Eight-player District 5 action between two undefeated teams. Early in season, these are two good teams. Dropping straight back, throwing over the middle, in and out of the hands of Levi Overstreet. Incomplete. That'll bring up a fourth down and nine from the 16. Overstreet heads out. This will be the Falcons' first punt of the season. Lane will be doing the booting. Gets rid of it from the 12 and fielding it at the 25 is number 11. I believe that's Pettyjohn. And he brings it out across midfield into Falcon territory. To about the 36. So give him 19 on the return. And no backs in the backfield. Quick snap, pitch over the middle, hook and lateral, and over the 20, down inside the 10. It is Coy Moore ending up with the ball. The pass was complete to Roby, hook and lateral. And big play for the Sabres ends up at the 6, a 30-yard gain. Run to the left side, number 6 driven out of bounds by Carpenter. And Carpenter and Lane on that one. And the ball will be spotted at the 5, gain of 1. Drew Carlson on the carry. Pitch and running to the right side, cutting back up the middle, inside the 5, but short of the goal line is the quarterback, Brent Parker. Ball sits on the 2. Now Parker from the gun with a back with him, blocking, throwing over the middle. Incomplete is the ruling. That'll bring up fourth and goal from the two. Let's see what this is going to be. All the sitting about on the PAT line. Novaks with Parker throwing it. Knocked down. Incomplete. Levi Overstreet into the backfield, and that will be our first Great Western Bank great play of the game for the Falcons. Turnover on downs, and the Falcons will take over at their own two. Once again, empty backfield behind Lane. Twin receiver each direction. Lane just takes it right over the middle to the left of Tate Van Dyne. Gets out near the five. We will give him 2 yards on that. Ball sitting just inside the Falcon five. Now the keeper's behind Dillon, and movement for the Falcons will back him up half the distance to the goal. So the ball's back on the two, and second down now. Ethan Horton in the game. Hand off up the middle. Looks like Clayton trying to find a little seam on the right side, but nothing there. Can't get to the five. Give him two to the four. Third down for the Falcons. Pitch it back to Clayton coming this way. Got a little bit of room, but only out to about the 10. It'll be spotted just shy of the 10. 6 yard pickup for Clayton. But they needed a lot more than six. Going to be just about 3 yards shy of a first down here. Nissan Pharmacy first down, hopefully, for the Falcons. We're scoreless. 7:40 to go in the first quarter. Slight breeze is well appreciated here. The field is fussy. Lane punts again, a low wobbler. Bounces inside Falcon territory across the midfield and runs out of bounds at about the 33-yard line. Whistle, and the referee trying to get the attention of the other officials, and they're going to take a quick break for some water. We're going to take a this break opportunity to tell you about good folks at Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need, a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Once again, this timeout being brought to you by Bread Dough Pizza. You and your family are looking for a great timeout tonight. Try Bread Dough Pizza on the north side of the Gordon Square. Warm on the field. Officials don't want anyone being affected, anyone's health being affected by it, so they give the teams a chance to get a little water. Hanson's Iowa Realty, when you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson Iowa Realty. Hanson's has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for 50 years. Call them today, 774-5822. Betty Hansen of Hansen's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Be first and 10 for the Sabres from their own 33. Betty Johnny gets the handoff coming around the near side and pushed out of bounds just shy of midfield by Lane. Ball will be spotted just shy of midfield, so give him six. Call it second and 4. And alone again in the backfield is Parker. Passing it to the right side, complete. Just a little quick hitter out in the flat, and they get enough, it looks like, for the first down, maybe. Going to be dependent upon the spot, but I think he's going to have it pretty easily. And that is the signal. And the ball is at the Falcon 36. So 4 on the play. Empty backfield from the gun. Pump fake, looking long, throwing over the middle of the field, incomplete. Intended for Otis Broby. The second and 10 now. This game, similar to last year's between these two schools, starting rather slowly offensively. But it picked up last year, and I'm sure it will again. Parker running the right side on quarterback option. It's inside the 35 and is stacked up at about the 34. And he'll be spotted at the 34, so a 2-yard pickup there for Parker. Ball's on the Falcon 34, third down 8, 6.5 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless from Bussey. And an equipment failure, I think, on the part of Clayton Keeper sends him over to the Falcons sideline. And Trent Moore coming in his stead. Rolling to the left, Parker going downfield. Complete, Petty John inside the 25. That'll be a Twin Cedars first down. And it'll be to the 22. It's a 12-yard pickup. Sabres moving the ball. They stalled inside the Falcon 5 on their last drive. Right now it's sitting at Wayne's 22. Scoreless with 6:24 to go. Quarterback option cutting it up the field. There's room now to the left side. He might get to the end zone. Parker in from 22. And that touchdown puts the Sabres up 6-0 for right now at the 6:14 mark of the first quarter. And lining up for the two-point conversion are the Sabres. And looking to pass it into the end zone. Incomplete. PAT fails. And that makes our score Twin Cedars 6, Wayne 0. 6:14 to go in the first quarter. And your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff will be coming up in just a moment. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to help serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Hot, fresh food, a country atmosphere. There's plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone is headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Carpenter and Clayton Kiefer back deep for the Falcons. Kicking off will be Pettyjohn. A high end of the end zone kick, and once again it'll be a touchback to start for the Falcons. So Wayne will put it in play from the 15. Thanks to Chambers and Ruff Law Firm for sponsoring that kickoff. And a big shout out to Ernie and Jane Breeze listening tonight on the computer. Wish you were here. Falcons now to put in play. Carpenter to the left, and the pass will go over the middle and knocked around off of the official and a couple other players, ultimately falling incomplete. Jameson in on that play, so he's not hurt enough to be completely out, but ball was off Falcon hands, off of Saber hands, and off of the official's backside before falling onto the turf. But second and 10 now with 6:09 to go in the first quarter. Wayne trailing 6-0. Receivers stacked to the right side, pitch to the right to Clayton, now trying to head up the field and out near the 20 before tackled by several Sabers. Give him 5. And just shy of the 20. It'll be third down now, 5.5 minutes to go. Clayton to the right, Trent to the left. Carson, the only back behind Dylan. Dropping straight back, pressure up the middle. Lane eludes it, takes off running, ducks his head and gets a first down. Off the bounce. The spot's going to be a little bit short. It'll be fourth down. It was on the far side of the field. I couldn't quite see that. And the ball sits on the 24, so a 4-yard pickup for Dylan. And see that bulldozer line again. Lane under center. And we'll drive it straight up the gut, getting a little push from his back. Carson trying to help him out, but it's going to be close. And a quick signal by the officials, first down, so it's not that close. The ball is across the 25 now. Lanes are moved. We're under 5 to go in the first quarter now. Twin Cedars 6, Wayne 0. Backs in the eye. The handoff is to Clayton, and he's across the 25. Ball comes loose but into the hands of a Falcon, it looks like. Evan Sinclair finished the run. The ball popped out into Evan's hands. He was tackled at the 29. Clayton and Trent out to the right. Jamerson lines up on the left end. dropping straight back as team under a little bit of pressure, throwing it deep, under throws, but Carpenter comes back and catches it inside the 30. So the completion is from the Falcon 29 to the 25 of the Sabres with the 26-yard pickup. And the first and 10 Falcons, and that Nathan Pharmacy first down is being brought to you by the good folks at Nathan Pharmacy. And off to Clayton, bouncing it, but grabbed by the ankles and held on. He'll go down close to the 20, maybe the 21-yard line. Give him four, it'll be second and six from the 21. Carson and Clayton straight behind Dylan. Trent out wide to the left. It snaps the handoff to Clayton. Bounces, looks, lowers his head, and gets inside the 15. I think that'll be another Nissan Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. Ball is inside the 10. Or inside the 15 to the 14. I thought that was a long run. And it'll be first down for the Falcons from there. Inside your better equipment red zone. And the penalty flags drop. And it'll be against Twin Cedars, picking up some more yards for the Falcons. That ball's going to rest just inside the 10. And it'll be first down for the Falcons. Inside the 10, 2:38 to go first quarter. Wayne trails Twin Cedars 6-0. Hand off to Clayton, Stetter steps. Coming to the left corner and to the house, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, bringing you that Falcon touchdown. Wayne's on the board at the 2:25 mark. .225 to go in the first quarter, and Lane on to attempt the PAT, being brought to you by the Randolph Funeral Home in Corydon. Ethan Horton to hold. Not a great snap, but he gets it down. The kick's high enough, long enough, through the uprights. Randolph Funeral Home sponsoring the PAT. And Wayne has taken the lead, 7-6, with 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Here from Bussey, homecoming for Twin Cedars. Mac Hardware, stay ahead of changing weather in Iowa, and keep more money in your pocket by seeing the equipment you need at Mac Hardware on the I-34 bypass in Sheraton. Mac Hardware rents saws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 641-740 for more information. That's Mac Hardware in Sheraton. And this Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff being brought to you by the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm in Corydon. Roberta Chambers has been one of our initial sponsors of these broadcasts, and we appreciate their support. Lane tees it up and heads toward the ball, booting into the end zone, and that'll be a touchback. So the Sabres now will take over from their own 15. Twin Cedars with a good-sized roster. I think about 40 players at the football this year, which is tremendous for a school this size. takes the snap, hands off, trying the near side, getting around the corner, but not enough for a first down is number six, Drew Carlson. And the spot will be at the 23. It's an 8-yard pickup. And it'll be second down. Parker running to the left. This is a design run and gets through the line to the Falcon secondary. Brought down by Draven Jellison, I think, at the end of that play, but that was a quarterback draw all the way. And the ball will be at the 34-yard line, an 11-yard pickup for Parker. Good for another Saber first down. And they're moving the ball on the Falcons, and Coach Elliott takes advantage of the opportunity to call a timeout. And for a good timeout with your family, go to the Red Dough Pizza on the north side of the Corridon Square. When you have an accident, whether it's an animal, a tree that's messed up a vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheraton to get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body at 641-774-5008 for all your body work. Smith Auto Body in Sheraton. Coach Elliott not even talking to the players, had a word with an official, and Coach Elliott pulls the defense over and gets them straightened out. A couple of back-to-back first downs for Twin Cedars, marching the ball. 2:03 to go, first quarter, Wayne 7, Twin Cedars 6. And Parker pulls down the ball, spins around it, and gets out, looks like, for a first down on a run. Falcons will have to do something to stop Parker running up the middle. Across midfield into Falcon territory, the ball is just inside Wayne 35. Eleven-yard pickup there. And Parker again takes the low snap, comes back up through the pass rush, now throwing it deep and trying to turn is Carson to get it and cannot. Incomplete is the pass. Bring up second and 10. Number six is Carlson on the right side. Ball will be spotted at the Falcon. Sending out a tweet here when we get a chance, and now Carlson running the left side inside the 20, pushing him to the 17. That should be about a 6-yard pickup. Second and 4 now. We're under a minute to go in the first quarter with Wayne leading 7-6. Parker looking to the end zone on the right side. Nice spiral. It's up high, and coming down with it is Lane, ruled incomplete, out of bounds. Oh, for an instant replay. That would have been a great play of the game had Dillon been able to get his feet inbounds in the end zone. Had it played well, just ran out of room on the sideline. That's why you throw it to the sideline, I guess, so that the option of your player catching it. 41.5 seconds to go. First quarter. Designed run to the right, and this time it's snuffed out. Clayton Keeper. Down on the play. It looks like it'll be against Twin Cedars. Nice tackle by Keeper. Shedding the blocker and just driving a runner back. Ball is being from the spot of the foul. The flag is resting at the around the line of scrimmage, but it appears to be marked off from the 18. 10-yard penalty. From the 28 now. Replay the down, shotgun, and throwing to the right side. Intercepted by Clayton, and caught it at the 16 and brought it back out to about 19. Clayton playing well, keeping his head into the game. Consecutive plays, that's a great question, Bank. Over for the game. And we'll put the ball at the 18. So Wayne, first down with the lead. 22.7 seconds to go in the first quarter. 7-6 foul. Their own 18. To the, that's about it. Forward progress will get him just to the 20. 2-yard pickup there. And then the first quarter. And your first quarter score is Wayne 7, Twin Cedars 6. And we will get caught up on the old stat sheet here in just a second, but you want to make sure that if you're going to list your real estate, list it with Red Haw Realty. Red Haw is your real estate A-team. They have an endless list of buyers. Get your property sold. List it. Sell it. Call Red Haw Realty in Sheraton. 774-4242. And again, that interception not long ago by Clayton Keeper is a Great Western Bank great play of the game. A home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important. Work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping to make life great. Coming up, we'll try to get you some stats as they have switched fields and switched ends of the field. We're on the same field, folks, just on the other side of it. And Wayne leads 7-6 after one quarter of play. Waiting for the Falcons to break huddle. The officials are now heading that direction. And here come the Falcons wearing their white jerseys, black pants, Twin Cedars with blue jerseys and pants, white lettering and stripes down the pants. Blue helmets on the Sabres, and the traditional silver for the Falcons. Snap, dropping back is Lane, looking to throw over the middle, and the ruling is incomplete. One official was moving that direction. The one closest to the play rules it incomplete. And that'll bring up third down for Wayne from their own 20. And each direction, 54 to go in the first half. But it was ripped out by the defender, Pettyjohn, and falls to the turf incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down. Carpenter had it in his hands, but Pettyjohn was right there and ripped the ball out. Lane back to punt again. Snap is clean. Punt is fine. It's in the air across midfield and fielded at the 25. Across midfield. Stacked by several Falcons. And it will be spotted at the Falcon 35. Senior turn. And the handoff is Loeffler up the middle, and not much there. Baker and Tate Van Dyne and Ethan Horton in on the tackle for the Falcons. No real gain there. And so again from the 35. Pitch back to Loeffler on the right side. A little more room this time. And shoved out of bounds after maybe a 4 or 5 yard gain. We'll see where the spot goes. It'll be at the 31, so give him 4. It'll be third down. Third, 6. Parker looking to throw. The man. It is complete along the sidelines. Catch made by Roby. And ball will be at the 15, 16-yard pickup. Twin Cedars looking to retake the lead, driving on Wayne. Parker now under center, hands off to the first back through. That's Carlson, I believe. And he is inside the 10. He'll spot the ball mostly inside the Falcon 10. Long 5 on the pickup. Yeah, short 5 left. And Parker is rolling to the right, throwing, and complete into the end zone. Touchdown to Hunter Embry. Touchdown, Twin Cedars. That one will come at the 10:15 mark of the second quarter. Lining up for the 2-point conversion are the Sabres. The pitching it back, and it's Loeffler, and he's in for the two-point conversion. And that makes your score, Twin Cedars 14, Wayne 7, 10:15 to go in the second quarter. The second quarter being brought to you by Decord and Hy-Vee, where a helpful smile in every aisle is their way of life. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Borden. The Great Western Bank in Borden, it's a great place to go if you're looking for a mortgage loan specialist that can help you with the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's important to work with someone you trust. Work with someone from Great Western Bank in Gordon, helping make life great. This Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff is about to come. Ball is teed up at the 30, and Petty John is back. The Falcons are ready, and the kick goes into the end zone. Carpenter fields it, but that's an automatic touchback. So the Falcons will put the ball in play from their own 15, 65 yards to go for a touchdown to hopefully tie the score. Clayton Burks is lining up as a tight end. And the pitch is to Clayton running the left side to the line, ducks his head, gets a first down, maybe 11, 12 yards on that. Ball will be put at the 20. Let's give him a long 11. For those who are keeping score, long 11. It's right in between the marks. 9.2 second quarter. Wayne trails 14-7. Hand off to the first back through is Carson. Just pushing the pile forward, gets a few. And helps his little brother out there because that long means that he's going to get credit for a little bit extra. That's about a 6-yard pickup. So from their own 32.5, Lane with a option play to the left and cross first down yardage and down on the far sideline. First down, Falcons. That's a Neeson Pharmacy. First down. Second one of the drive. The ball sits at the Twin Cedars. 37. Clayton, the only one behind Dillon, and that's the pitch to the right side. He might have a chance to duck his head. He needs to probably try to make a move on that. Flag comes down late. Tackled by Pettyjohn up near the 31. As if it stands, it's a gain of about 6, but we'll see. Flag is against the Falcons. And it'll be ball will be marked back to the Falcon 39. that's a net loss of 4 on the play. Jameson switching ends now over to the left. Drop straight back pass for the middle. Incomplete. Intended for Ethan Horst. So that'll bring up second down and about 14. From their own. 39. Second down, Falcons need to get to Lane with a draw. It was intended to be a pass, nothing there, so he ran it, fought his way out close to the 30, the Twin Cedars 30. Give him 10 on the pickup. And that'll make it from the 31 now, Twin Cedars 31, the 3rd and 5. Carson a little bit off to the left and blocks for Clayton up the middle. First down yardage inside the 25. Ball will be spotted at the 23, so give him 8 on 3rd and 5. And that's a Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons at the Twin Cedars 23. 7 minutes to go in quarter number 2. Wayne trailing Twin Cedars 14-7, but on the move with the ball. Drips to the right. Lane with a draw to the left. Nobody over there, being tackled after getting first down yardage by Otis Roby on the far sideline. That'll be another Neeson Pharmacy first down. Moving the team. Ball will be spotted at the 7. That'll make it first and goal. 16-yard pickup for Dillon. Falcons in that Better Equipment red zone, brought to you by Better Equipment, outside of Corden. Ball's on the turf, picked up by Dillon. Tried to put it in and out of the gut of Carson, and a little miscommunication or something, ball ends up at the 10. Second and goal for the Falcons from their Twin Cedars 10 with 6 minutes to go. Quarter number 2, Wayne trailing 14-7. Clayton comes this way. Looks like Ethan to the far side. Dillon rolling. Pressure from behind. He'll go down. Sack at the 20-yard line. 10-yard loss. Ten-yard drop on the play makes it now third and goal from the 20. What do you draw up on third and goal from the 20? Let's see. Tight formation for the Falcons. Shotgun fakes the snap, misdirection coming the other way. Spin move by Trent Carpenter gets inside the 15 to the 12 before being tackled inbounds. Eight-yard pickup. Fourth and goal from the 12. Good to go for it. Two receivers out to the left. The lone back is Carson. Pass over the middle. Incomplete. Flag comes late. Intended for Tyler Jamison in and out of his hands. Jamison was standing just inside the five is where the flag is resting. And pass interference is ruled against Twin Peters and should give the Falcons a new set of... No, it's still fourth down. It's not an automatic first down. Ball is at the six on the half the distance penalty. So now it's fourth down from the six, and the trips are to the right this time. And now Coach Elliott wants to think about it with his team, calls the Red Dough Pizza timeout. If you're looking for a great timeout with your friends and family, go to the Red Dough Pizza in Corydon. John Fry is your bureau agent. Corydon, stop in and let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. Farm Bureau in Corydon. I'd like to thank Chambers and Ralph Law Firm for sponsoring tonight's broadcast as well. Attorney Roberta Chambers is a proud sponsor of Wayne Falcon Football. Stop in and tell them thanks for sponsoring. Lucas County Health Center is there when you need them with a full line of services from obstetrics to oncology, physical therapy to diabetes education. We're here caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality, family-centered health care. Big play after the Falcons' fourth goal from the Cedars 6. Tate Van Dyne holding on to the ball. Empty backfield, everybody to the left. Tyler Jamison tied in on the right side, dropping straight back under pressure is Lane. He's not going anywhere. Brought down near the line of scrimmage. It'll be a turnover on down. A loss on the play back to the 9, it looks like. So, from their own 9, Sabres take over, leading 14-7, 4:11 to go in the first half. Hand off Loeffler to the right side, and stacked up across the 10 out near the 15. See what they get for a spot. Spot will be at the 15. Give him 6. I believe Carson was in on that one. Falcons had a couple opportunities, but the Sabres have come up big on defense, and, you know, it's kind of embarrassing the way I built this game up. It's big. Showdown between two high-powered offenses, and it's 14-7 here late in the second quarter, but defense has played well both ways. Hand off again, Loeffler. Out across the 15 to the 19. He'll bring up third and short. Blade Baker in on that tackle. Ball's on the 19, and they are going to bring the chains out to measure this one. They bring it out, and it's It was visibly, it appeared visibly short, and it is. We're going to tweet out a pic of that if we can. Wayne_Falcons, at Wayne_Falcons, if you're following us on Twitter. And Carlson with the carry out over the 20. That's enough for a first down. And to the 23, 4-yard pickup. Once again, best press box food in Southern Iowa here in Bussey tonight. Oh, handoff this time to the left side. Loeffler gets across midfield, and a late flag comes up. Little extracurriculars on the sideline, I think. Trent shoves him out of bounds, and the flag came down shortly after that, and we're not sure if they're going to... who's shielded by the players on the sideline. May have been some action by a player on the bench against Carpenter after shoving. And it will be the penalty is against Twin Sears, but the run was enough for a first down. And they did not move the chain, so it's the ball's on the 25, which is 2 yards further than it was at the start of that play. Now the officials are going to confer on this one. The consensus in the press box would be that the first down should count and then mark off 15. There's 2:29 to go in the second quarter. We're getting a signal from the official, but I'm not sure what it was. It's first at 9, no? First and 10. Parker dropping back, throwing over the middle long to Pettyjohn, complete, and brought down deep in Falcon territory by Dillon, but the pass was complete. And the ball will be at the 20, the Falcon 20. So a 35 pass to Carlson on the right side. Will be shoved out of bounds. And the flag was thrown but waved off. Ball will be now at the 12. It'll be second and short two. .208 to go. Quarter number two, Twin Cedars leading Wayne, 14-7. Hand up to Loeffler up the middle. Carson grabs the jersey from behind, holds on, gets a little help. And that'll probably be enough for the first down. The officials are calling, stopping the clock and calling timeout, I guess, for the Falcons. 1:57 to go. Or Twin Cedars calling this timeout. Again, if you want a good timeout, Redo Pizza, Florida. personal, friendly, and reliable. Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy on the southwest corner of the Court Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel, especially as that game is coming up. Neeson Pharmacy in Gordon. Midwest Bank offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. Check what Heritage can do for you in Shifton. Okay, coming back to the line, leading 14-7, under 2 minutes to go. Quarter number two. We'll have a little longer halftime than usual, being homecoming here and everything. Max the eye marker is off the back is and through the line, but it'll be close to a first down. So from the 7, and in the field, goes Parker, brought down by Blake Baker, and is that? Evan St. Clair in on that one, too. Did not know he was even defense. So a pass on this play to Carlson to the right side, and he is down from the goal line, but close. Yard pickup now to the one. First down, under 35 seconds to go in the half. Third goal from the one. Rolling to the near side. Parker pitches it forward and caught by Carlson for a touchdown. And that comes with 23.5 seconds to go in the first half. Randall Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up. Right now it's 20-7. Lining up for the 2-point conversion. Rolling and Parker under pressure. Now comes to the near side. He's going to have the corner and into the end zone. Outrunning Tate Van Dyne to the corner. And that'll make it 22-7. In favor of Lindsbury. 22-7, Swift Wayne. Bingham Construction, trust next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham, 641-203-0578. They will get the job done for you. Bingham Construction. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco family owned since 19. Offering you the selection of quality sporting goods that can play proud. Every inch counts in the red zone, just like every inch counts for farmers out in the field. At KBH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre with products that are powerful, effective, and reliable for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH for better equipment in Highway 2, 2 miles east of Corridor. Chambers and Wealth Law Firm kickoff coming up. Eddie John puts the boot in. Fielded by Carpenter. And it's being marked as a touchback. It looks like he maybe was in the end zone. Fell down to a knee. Oh, they're spotting it at the one. I thought that was a signal for a touchback, but no. Carpenter fell forward boy, where they're spotting, it's hard to see how that wouldn't have touched back. The goal line that had been a touchback. Now the officials are confirmed. The players are getting hydrated. It allows us to tell you that you can take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers performance system. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers end-to-end continuous counterflow drying. Construction service and supply, from small hand tools to lumber, we have what you need for your next project at the Allerton Lumber Company. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, Iowa. 22.5 seconds now. And the Falcons will play. Lane straight up the gut. Cuts back. Now he's got a little room. Out past the 20 to the 25. And the clock will stop with 15.2. The 27, so give him 26 on that one. Now Lane will throw it, and it's complete, and trying to turn it upfield. Clock, a flag down, 8.5 seconds to go. The pass was complete. Not sure on the receiver on that. I'm going to give it to Trent, but I can't be certain on that one. And can't afford to look at the replay. It'll be a face mask penalty on top of it against the Sabres. The pass got out to the 38, so an 11-yard pickup and a Nissan Pharmacy first down. And now all of a sudden, 8.5 seconds to go, the ball is at the Twin Cedars 28-yard line. Not sure if Wayne can play now. Keepers and the officials appear to be out on the field waiting. And the Falcons from the far sideline, Clayton will be out to the left, and now Carson moves over that direction. Green incomplete for Tyler Jamerson, 3.3 seconds to go. Looks like maybe Carpenter threw that. It would, I guess, be a pitch back to Carpenter. It'd be about a 45-yard field goal if he were to try it. He's not. Now, the same kind of play. Carpenter, now to the right, has a blocker, but not enough. He'll be brought down around the 20-yard line. Eight-yard pickup, no flags on the field. So Trent Carpenter with an eight-yard run will end the first half, and your halftime score is Twin Cedars 22, Wayne 7. And going to try out a little technology here while I do some tabulating on the first half stats.
Wayne Falcon football is being brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. The Indianola Auto Group. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined.
Been an odd play, Clayton. Got the ball, got through the line, fumbled it, and picked up in the air by Evan Sinclair, who continued to advance it another 2 or 3 yards. So a 4-yard pickup there on the first down. 26-yard pass to Trent. Got the ball into safer territory. And then Clayton picked it up from there. With a 4-yard pickup, 6-yard pickup, a 5-yard penalty helped the Falcons, and then Clayton ran the final 10 yards and took it to the house, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. And at 2:25 to go in the first quarter, after the Randolph Funeral Home PAT by Dylan Lane, Wayne had its only lead of the game, 7-6. Then Twin Cedars took over, got down to the Falcon 28, and then an interception at the 16 by Clayton, ran it back to the 18, 3 and out, the Falcons punting it away again, and at that point, Twin Cedars took the ball, had a five-play drive. Five-play, 45-yard drive, capped by a 10-yard touchdown pass by Parker to Hunter Imbre. The two-point conversion by Loeffler made it 14-7 for Sabres at the 10-15 mark in the second quarter. Falcons had a nice drive getting down as far as the Sabre 7-yard line for a fumble, a sack, and they ended up turning the ball over on downs inside the 10. Twin Cedars took full advantage of that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-play drive. Going 71 yards, capped by a 1-yard touchdown pass from Parker to Drew Carlson, and that came with 23.5 seconds to go in the half, and that was a bit of a backbreaker, or at least from a momentum point of view. Obviously, there's a half of a football game left to play, and going back to last year's game between these two teams, it was in the second half that Wayne came out and really dominated, pulling away from Twin Cedars for a 30-point win. But that's going to be hard to do tonight. This Sabre team, big physical, disciplined, athletic, and offensively, well, Wayne's down 15 points, so they'd have to outscore by 45 for a 30-point win. I don't know. Well, that one's going to be tough to do, holding this offense down enough to where you can score that many more than them. But the running attack, especially the quarterback option, has been there for Wayne. Dylan Lane doing a good job with his feet. But Wayne's going to have to get some passing going and open things up, maybe in reverse. They look to run to pass, and maybe they're going to need the pass to run here in the second half. But at the moment, they're at halftime, about 5 minutes left in halftime, and Wayne trailing Twin Cedars 22-7. Going to check my score sheet here. Don't have anything. Gail, if you're listening back in the studio, maybe some updated scores would be good from around the area. It's a beautiful night here, and let's see, I've got to look at what the other district games going on in District 5 tonight. See if what we can find out about the happenings in the neighborhood, so to speak. The district standing coming into tonight's game. Wayne and Twin Cedars, both in a three-way tie at first, at 1-0 in the district. And Melcher, Dallas, Meskwaki, and Seymour, all three 0-1. HLB and Moravia had yet to play a district game coming into tonight. And I believe they were playing each other. So, trying to get that for you. Twin Cedars, the only 2-0 team in the district. Tri-County 1-1, Wayne 1-0, HLV 1-1, Moravia 0-2, Melcher, Dallas 1-1, Meskwaki Settlement 0-1, Seymour 0-2 coming into the night. Here we go. Here's our district schedule. Okay. September 6th, Melcher Dallas is at Seymour tonight. HLV Victor playing host to Moravia. Tri-County Thornburg is at Lamoni. Good team in Lamoni this year. And, of course, Wayne and Twin Cedars here. So, Tri-County playing out of the district at Lamoni. And then you've got Seymour hosting Melcher Dallas and HLV hosting Moravia. Meskwaki Settlement is at Springville. Springville is, I believe, a very good team. 2-0 in District 4. Coming into the game, according to the BC Moore statistical rankings, which at this point in the season are still heavily influenced by last season. Each week it'll become more and more based on how the teams have performed on the field in 2013, but coming into the game, Twin Cedars ranked 16th in the state class A player, Wayne 38th. So this would be, according to these rankings, about a 4-touchdown favorite for Twin Cedars, and they're up 2 touchdowns at halftime. So, but what Coach Elliott and the Falcons don't know might help them come back in the second. And once again, we'd like to thank our many sponsors. Hammer Medical will help deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They got a full line of respiratory mobility and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will file your insurance paperwork for you. Falcons have broken their huddle. We're still about 2.5 minutes
or so from second half kickoff. Coach Downs talking with his linemen. They would be, are you ready? Are you sitting down? The Downs linemen for the Falcons. Some jokes you just can't resist, even though everything inside you says, don't say that on the air. A KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And get specialized small business pricing treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. And as we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times that we need a little extra help. So we've created an assisted living environment which binds and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in care of you or your loved ones. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all the benefits assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff, brought to you by the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm in Corydon. Dylan Lane boots it, Ando Brandt high into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. Twin Cedars will start at their own 15, leading 22-7. Parker back by himself. Ball's on the turf and surrounded by Falcons. It's Tate Van Dyne, Blade Baker. Can't tell the third one, but he was instrumental as well. But officially, that'll go down, I guess, as a sack. He was back to pass. Ball is inside the 10 to the 8. Second down long now. Receivers spread out each direction. Went back, quick pass to the flat out on the left side and heading up the sidelines. Trent Carpenter has his arms around him across the original line of scrimmage, but not quite to the 20. The pass complete to Garrett Pettyjohn. Been active tonight. And it looks like maybe the 17-yard line. No backs with Parker in the backfield. And a flag down, stopping the play before it really starts. And the call will be... against the Falcons. Add five more. We'll take it to the about the 22 and make it third and 3 instead of third and 8. That puts a little bit more pressure on the defense. Third and 8 was a lot more comfortable, but Parker's shown the ability to do it from all over. Handoff is to Pettyjohn, who had been in motion around to the left side and tackled into the Falcon sideline. A
be a first down for Twin Cedars to the 33-yard line. About an 11-yard pickup. Trying to figure out who's covering who. Low snap. Quarterback rolling this way. Carson snuffs it out, holds on, and flagged late in the defensive backfield. From deep, that not sure what that'll be, but maybe a hold against Twin Cedars. Drop for a loss on the play. Back to the 29. And it looks like a hold against Twin Cedars. They're talking it over with Dylan Lane to see what the Falcons want to do. He says, back him up. So they're backing him up. And the ball rests now at the 19. So minus 4, then minus 10 more on the penalty. 15-yard net loss on the play. I'm not sure. The hold must have been at the very, very end of the play. That's about when the flag came out, and that's they marked the 10 off from where the play ended. So we're back ready to go now. Parker takes the snap, takes a pass, and throws it out to the left side, now coming back toward the middle and getting a little bit of space before being brought down by Clayton. Is, show me your number. And it looks like Coy Moore, number one, then. And to the 29, so we got a bunch of that back. Now, Parker trying to throw up the middle. Oh, spin move gets away from the Falcon. A couple more. Arm tackling will knock him down. He's heading up to the left sideline. First down and more. Cross midfield. Oh, my goodness. Several Falcons with a chance to bring down Brent Parker, but he was just too strong, wouldn't be brought down. Gets it out to the Falcon 35. Yard run there for a first down for Twin Cedars. The ball resting now on the Falcon 35. We need to stop to get the ball back, get a little momentum of their own. In motion is Pettyjohn. Bad snap picked up by Parker and handed to Pettyjohn, coming to the near sideline and taken out of bounds by Dylan Lane at the around the 30. A 5-yard pickup for Pettyjohn. They really credit Parker with that one. Fielded the low snap at his ankles, and it was a timing play. Picked it up and handed it off still, despite the bad snap. And from the Falcon 30, it'll be 2nd and 5. In motion is the pitch to the left now. Carpenter's tries throwing the receiver down, gets him down, and that'll go to number one more, getting him more involved in the offense. And that'll be a Twin Cedars first down to the Falcon 22, an 8-yard pickup. Spreading people out of each direction. No running backs in motion. Is Harrell falls on the turf, fighting for it, and in unsuccessfully was Tyler Overstreet. or Levi Overstreet, sorry. The ball is picked up by Twin Cedars. But not before backing it up to the 27, loss of 5. From the Wayne 27, leading 22-7. Twin Cedars with 8:25 to go in the third quarter. Rolling to the left is Parker. Has time to throw over the middle. Complete. Touchdown, Twin Cedars. That's Roby. No flags. That's a 27-yard touchdown. Defenders didn't finish the play, and Roby did. Had more back there if he didn't catch it. I think he might have. 8:17 to go in the third quarter. And lining up for the PAT now, the Randolph Funeral Home PAT. Parker throws it over the middle and complete again to Roby. And that'll make it 30-7 in favor of Twin Cedars. Looks like 3 seconds ran off the clock on the PAT. You're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today, 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. And the Chambers and Rupp Law Firm kickoff. Coming up in just a moment, it's Clayton and Trent beat. This one will go Clayton's direction near the goal line at the one. Up the right side, gets through. He's up to midfield, one man to beat, and shoved out of bounds. Right around the 37-yard line, 38-yard line of Twin Cedars. Sorry about the technical difficulty there, and we are back, and we just had a 41-yard kickoff return by Clayton, and then that was to the 38, now the inside to the 33, about a 5-yard pickup there for Clayton on first down. And so from the Twin Cedars 33, trailing 30-7, Falcons have the ball. Lane options it, pitches back to Carpenter. It looks like he's got a first down and blown dead there. Depend on the spot. It looked like he had gotten maybe past the marker, but we're a long way from it. They're moving the chains. So from the 28, yeah, that's a Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. Their first drive of the second half, but gave up a long drive to Twin Cedars, resulting in a touchdown 2-point conversion, and the Falcons trail 30-7. Pitch back, it looks like Carpenter again, and not much. is at the 25. Give him about four. And a lot of movement. Oh, my. A lot of activity. It looked like it was a penalty on the Falcons. When Peter's player took full advantage to throw a Falcon down to the field, but it was all started by early jump against Wayne. So from the 30 now, the 30 of Twin Cedars, trailing 30-7. Wayne has the ball. It'll be second down. Dropping back his lane, throwing it to the right sideline. Jameson unable to bring it in, and looked as though a Twin Cedars player was fighting for the ball also as it popped out of Tyler's hands. But incomplete is the ruling. And can't blame Lane for all of these incompletions. He's hit receivers in the hands more than once. Dylan back by himself in the backfield from the gun. Everybody out to the right, trying to step up in the pocket, but there's nothing there. The ball is loose. Let's see what the call is. And the referee is pointing in the direction of Twin Cedars. And many times when it's the quarterback, they will be quick to blow that whistle, and that is what appears to have happened. The whistle blew the play dead, and it's at the Falcon or the Twin Cedars 34, and it's fourth down, and the Falcons appear to be going for it with everybody out to the right. Lane is winding up, throwing it to the right side, overthrows Carpenter, incomplete. And that'll be a turnover on downs at the Falcon 34. So from their own 34, Twin Cedars now will take back over. Wayne having trouble just moving the ball right now. In spurts, they do. Trent Moore in the defensive backfield. And Parker heading to the far side of the field. Has some room. Gets close to 10 yards on that one. Parker causing a lot of trouble for the Falcons with his feet. Gets the ball to Wayne's 39. So, 7-yard pickup, I guess, on that. Hand off is to Carlson. Coming to the near sideline, out to the Falcon 30, a 9-yard pickup. Twin Cedars running the ball very well. Second half here against Wayne, the eating up clock is taboo. But a 30-7 lead, and they're just shoving it down the Falcons' throat. Well, not so much down the throat, up the middle, but running effectively anyway. Not how, it's how many. Parker throwing it deep. Oh, and that's going to be a touchdown. Falcons again. Coy Moore touchdown, 30-yard touchdown pass from Parker DeMore over Trent Carpenter got caught looking at that one. 4:57 to go, third quarter. The AT attempt is good to Pettyjohn on the pass. And it's now 38-7. .457 to go, third quarter. Just about the antithesis of what Wayne was looking to do in the second half, come out quick and get back in the game. Instead, they've given up 16 quick points, have not moved the ball well on offense. All their yards came on a kickoff return. And Falcons are not out on the field yet for the Chambers and Ruff Law Firm kickoff. And perhaps Coach Elliott giving them an earful as they are being handled right now by a Twin Cedars squad that beat up on their arch rival Melcher Dallas last week. And it could be said they're beating up on the Falcons now. They're getting them in lots of different ways, putting it on the ground, picked up by Clayton at the 12. And he's going to get to the 17, 18-yard line. Not sure on that one. Make it to the 18, so a 6-yard return. But Pettyjohn's got the foot to put it in the end zone and chose not to. So from their own 18, a little better than a touchback on that one. Trent wide left. Backs in the eye behind Dylan under center. Pitch back to Clayton, running the right side, and he's out over the 20, over the 25, out near first down yardage. And the ball will be spotted on the 26, so an 8-yard pickup on first down. See if he can take it to the house, Judd's Ranch House. Hot, fresh food, a country atmosphere, and plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. And off the first back through is Carson. He's got the first down out near the 30. Everyone's headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Spotted at the 29, a 3-yard pickup there. For Carson Keeper. Running on the right side there behind St. Clair. Lane dropping back. A little bit of pressure. He's going to tuck it in and head down the left sideline. Has a few yards driven down to the turf in front of the Sabre bench. He got out close to midfield. It's within a yard of a first down. They're just going to go ahead and give it. 10-yard pickup gives Falcons a Neeson Pharmacy first down. At their own 39. Hand off to Clayton, coming to the left. He's through the line and ducks and spins and is taken down there by Hunter Embray. Tried to do a little too much juking on that one. picks up a first down, though, to the 29. Twelve-yard pickup there, and so from Twin Cedars' 29-yard line, hand off to Trent, in heading straight up the gut and picking up several good yards there, Trent Carpenter. Out near the first down, Falcon appears to be down on the turf. Coach Downs out to take a look. Kyle Andrews coming into the huddle, so it's probably alignment. Everyone's huddled around. Can't tell yet for sure. Oh, that's Trent, and he is up and walking on his own back to the Falcon sideline, so glad to see that. The ball is being spotted 19-yard line. So that was a 10-yard pickup and a first and a Neeson Pharmacy first down for Trent on first down. Hand off up the middle and Blade Baker running the ball. Not much there, though. It'll be second and 10. Jamison, the tight end. Carson split out to the left. Horton on the far side. Looks like a pass to Horton over the middle. Incomplete. Knocked away as the pass got there. That'll bring up third down in about 10. It's all sitting just inside the Twin Cedars 20-yard line. Everybody to the right. Clayton behind Dillon. Fakes the pitch back under pressure. Throwing it toward the end zone. Is high in the air. Oh, that's going to be an interference in the end zone. Hurt shoved before the ball got there. The ball was in the air. There's apparently a flag down on the play as well, but was thrown up possibly too. And we're back again. Apologize for the technical difficulty. The handoff on third and short is not sure if he's going to have enough. I think Carson on the carry. Doesn't appear to have gotten it. The ball's at the 10. And we have a timeout. If you want a good timeout, go to Bread Dough Pizza at Cordon on the north side of the Cordon Square. Bread Dough Pizza, your place for before and after the game. During the game, right here on KIICRadio.com, live stream 4. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with best-in-class sales and service. In all of Warren County, they have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs, Noble, Southtown, and Waters. The ball rests just inside the 10, less than a yard from a first down. Fourth and one for the Falcons, a minute 22 to go, third quarter trailing 38-7. Everybody in tight, faking the handoff, throwing toward the end zone, complete. Touchdown, flag down on the play. The pass was complete to Carson on the right side, and he's in the end zone. The official signaled touchdown, but there's a flag down in the end zone. The penalty is against Twin Cedars. Declined. That is a Falcon touchdown. And it comes with 1:16 to go in quarter number 3. Wayne lining up for 2. Lots of pressure right away, and Lane will go down. PAT fails. And that makes your score 38-13 in favor of Twin Cedars. 1:16 to go in the third quarter. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa. Keep more of your money in your pocket. Rent equipment you need at Mac Hardware and the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Mac Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, full saws, and more. Call 774-0410 for more information. That's Mac Hardware in Sheraton. And if you have an accident, whether it's an animal or a tree that's messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheraton. They'll get you back in, get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body at 774-5008 for all your auto body work. Smith Auto Body in Sheraton. Great Western Bank kickoff coming up, or Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up, brought to you by the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm in Cordon. Roberta has been one of our initial sponsors for this broadcast. Appreciate their support. 38-13, Twin Cedars. 1:16 to go, quarter number 3. Lane has it teed up. Awaiting the official's signal. Here we go. A low bouncing kick down toward the left side. A live ball again. Picked up, I believe, by Pettyjohn. Has the ball at the 20. So from their own 20, Twin Cedars now, having scored on each of their last
four possessions. In fact, they've turnover on downs and an interception are the only things to have stopped the Sabres tonight. Hand off to the left side. Can't tell, is that Loeffler? But Clayton in on the tackle. Yeah, Loeffler with the carry. Nothing much on first down. They'll try it on second. Backs in the eye with Parker under center. Somewhat of a new look. Holds it high. Looking handoff up the middle. And not much there that time either. Clayton stringing it out to the sideline. Blade Baker there. Carson in on that one. Loss of a yard on the play. Third down from the 18. Loss of two. And quarter number three will come to an end right there. .38-13 is your third quarter score. And we will switch in and get this going for quarter number four in just a moment. But first, the Great Western Bank in Corydon reminds you that a home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping to make life great. And Red Hot Realty, list your real estate with Red Hot Realty. Red Hot is your real estate A-team. And they have an A-list of buyers to get your property sold. List it. Sell it. Call Red Hot Realty in Sheraton, 641-774-4242. Ball being spotted at the 18, where it'll be... It'll be third down, third and 12 for Twin Cedars, leading the Falcons 38-13. Sabres have been effective passing. They've been pretty effective running, and that eats up a lot more clock. Parker back to pass, swarmed in by good pressure from the Falcon line. And Van Dyne in on that one. That looks like maybe Mitch Sinclair in on that too. No, it's Evan. Tate got into the backfield there, lost on the play. Fourth down, and this will be the first punt of the game for Twin Cedars. The ball was, it's blocked. It was a low snap. That was the problem. It blocked and recovered by the Falcons inside the five. The snap bounced in to the punter's hands. He picked it up okay and then tried to punt it away, but by then the pressure had gotten in. Ball was blocked and recovered at the three. So from the Sabre three, Lane will take it, hand off to Clayton up the middle to the house, Judd's Ranch House. Clayton Keeper with a 3-yard touchdown run. So 11:15 to go, quarter number four. Temporarily, the Falcons are at 19. And I don't
see Ethan, the holder, so they're going for two. Still down 38-19 now. Under center. Lane takes the snap, pitches to Clayton on the left side, and he's in for two. That'll make your score, Twin Cedars 38, Wayne 21, 11:15 to go in the fourth. And your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up shortly. Falcons just into the end zone, 38-21. Gordon Hy-Vee has a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Gordon. Falcons come running out. Overstreet comes out, teeing the ball up. This is clearly an onside kick. Lane on the sideline. Let's see how it's drawn up. Nope, just a little lob down in the center of the field. Fielded it at the 18 by Pettyjohn, bringing it up across the 30. And it'll be at the 33, so a 15-yard kickoff return for Pettyjohn. And that's where they'll put in play, leading Wayne 38-21. From their own 33, in the gun, Parker hands off. It's Carlson on the right side, plenty of room, now stacked up. Boy, that play looked a lot better for Twin Cedars at the beginning. Wayne closed it off and ended up being not much of a gain out to the 35, two-yard pickup. Parker now. Again in the gun. It's Carlson in motion, takes the handoff. It's a quarterback run to the left. And out near midfield. He's just going to keep it in his own hands. That's leadership there. He can sense this is an important drive. From midfield, third down. Third and a long two for Twin Cedars. Back in motion is Pettyjohn. He gets the handoff around the side and probably has the first down. You'll see the spot. It was Sinclair Evan on the tackle. Grabbed him by the shirt, spun him around. And it gets about five. At the first down for Twin Cedars, and the clock continues to move. We're at 9:27 to go in the game. From the 35. Parker, whistle blows. Oh, now they'll throw the flag to make it official. There was a whistle, it looked like, after the snap. Didn't see a flag until everyone had stopped play. And it's going to be a motion penalty against Twin Cedars. So the ball will be backed up to midfield. And again, in eight-player ball, midfield is the 40-yard line, an 80-yard field, 40 yards wide. Kickoffs come from the 30, and touchbacks start from the 15. Field goal posts are the same as 11-player football. Parker throws it back, a dangerous toss, picked up on a bounce by Pettyjohn, reverses all the way to the other side of the field with plenty of room to run. Wow, broken play. Pettyjohn made something out of nothing there. Falcons over pursuing, had that play shut down. Parker was being hit and just threw it backwards. And a fortunate bounce. A fortunate bounce for Twin Cedars comes right back up to Pettyjohn. And he's going to have a first down at the 25. Hand off to Pettyjohn, and gets by Van Dyne, round to the left side, pushed out by Ethan Horton. Gain on the play. Ball will be spotted at the 16, 9-yard pickup. Pass over the middle, complete to Moore, weaving through the Falcons and into the end zone from the 15, it looks like. Falcons unable to stop Twin Cedars again. Touchdown comes with 8:24 to go, quarter number four. PAT attempt, thrown in, complete. That one's good to Carlson. That is 8 more for Twin Cedars, making it 46-21. Sabres over the Falcons with 8:24 to go in the fourth. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent, Corydon. Stop in and let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, health, insurance. Stop in, see what he can do for you. John Fry and Corydon. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up in just a moment, brought to you by the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm on the south side of the Gordon Square. Lucas County Health Center is there when you need them with a full line of services from obstetrics to oncology, physical therapy to diabetes education. We're here, caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality family-centered health care. Lucas County Health Center, tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. Pettyjohn teeing it up. Falcons heading out of the huddle. Here comes the boot. Another little one. Caught by one of the up backs, and now heading up the field into territory, and going deep is Tate Van Dyne, all the way to the 10-yard line. I don't know why they're not kicking deep, but it's a good thing for the Falcons, because big number 45, the Falcon center, grabbed the ball. Roughly, the Falcon 35-yard line, ran it back to the 10, so give him a 35-yard return on that. and Wayne puts in play from the Twin Cedars 10. I'm sorry, the from the 12. So give him 33 on that. Hand off to Clayton, trying the left side. Nope, nothing there. Correction, give him one. So from the 11, it'll be second down. We are now at 7:50 and counting in quarter number four. Ethan Horton out to the left. Jamison, the tight end, to the right. Backs in the eye. Oh, the handoff's on the turf. Tried to hand it to the first back through, and fumble, turns it over. Twin Cedars picks it up on their own 12. So, fumble recovery at the 12 for Twin Cedars. Eddie John and the whistle blows this one dead again. I don't know where that came from. There we go. Flag on the field. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco family owned since 1979, offering you this selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Penalty is 5-yard variety versus Twin Cedars. So from their own 7, first down. Got to get out to about the 22 for first. And Parker on the right side busts through deep into the Falcon secondary out near the 20-yard line. Spotted at the 19. That's a 12-yard pickup. Parker is outplaying the Falcons in the second half like he did in the first. Hands it off to Pettyjohn. That's a first down. Cutting it up the middle. Now wide open field. He's going to go. That is a 61-yard touchdown run by Garrett Pettyjohn. And boom, just like that, 6:41 to go in the game. And they're going to, it looks like, take a water break before the PAT. I'm not sure. Not sure why they wouldn't just go ahead and run one more play and then let them do it. But 52-21 right now. Grab those six. So it's a 31-point spread. Even a 2-point conversion won't put us into continuous clock yet. Neeson Pharmacy reminds you that personal, friendly, and reliable Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy is on the southwest corner of the Court Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel. Midwest Heritage offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. And the Brando Pizza is the place to meet before the game and the place to celebrate after the game. We'll see you at Brando Pizza. And pizza is a great time out if you're in Corydon, the Brando Pizza, and this time out was brought to you by the Brando Pizza in Corydon. Players have returned to the field. Twin cheers lined up for a two-point conversion attempt. Parker throwing it to the end zone, complete. 2 points. Petty John is the recipient. And that makes our score here 54-21 in favor of Twin Cedars at 6:41 to go. And between Parker and Petty John, they have really dominated the Falcons defense tonight. And so 54-21, our score. Bingham Construction reminds you, trust your next building project to a winning team, Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They'll get the job done. Your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up. Petty John to put his foot into it. This time he goes toward the end zone, fielded by Trent, coming up the gut and finding a little space. That's Carson, not Trent. And Carson gets it out near midfield. So from the goal line to where they're going to put it. Got to put the nose of the ball right near midfield, so give him 39. What in the world? Why not? From midfield, the Falcons have the ball, but they're in a big hole. 54-21. Hand off, right side. Falcons, Carson with the carry. Into Saber territory at the 38. From Twin Cedars 38 now. It'll be second down. Jamison, the tight end on the right side. Carson on the left. Ethan Horton out wide to the left. And the pass will be to Horton over the middle. Slanting in on a quick play. Knees up around the 30. That play looks like it has been there. Falcons have had a little trouble holding on to it, though. And it's across the 30. We'll just call it that. Plus 8. And we'll spot it at 30. Falcons line up. Horton again. Clayton, center of the field, running, driving, churning. Ran out of adjectives, so he must have been tackled. And at the 23, so 7, almost 7 yards on that one. From the Saber 23, the clock is the enemy at this point. 4:57 and counting in the fourth. Wayne in a big hole, dropping straight back. Dylan throwing to Clayton. Hangs on. Hit hard by two different Sabers. Ball came out but ruled down. He's inside the 20 to the 19. Plus 4 on that. That'll give us a decent pharmacy. First down for the Falcons. Second decent pharmacy first down of the drive. from the Sabre 19, 4:20 to go. In the game, Lane trailing 54-21. Lane under center, backs in the eye behind him. Hands it off to, I think, Clayton inside the 15. No, that is not Clayton. I'm still waiting for the players to sort out a little bit. I think that was Trevor Wilson on the carry. Give him four. This handoff is maybe Blade Baker. He's inside the 10, probably about to a first down. That's one of the nice things about Blade. If you've ever seen him walk, you know it's him. And ball now is at the 7.5. Call it the 8. 7-yard pickup for Blade. And still at fullback. Blocking for Carson on the left side. Oh, grabbed high. And tackled in the backfield for a loss of a yard or so. Back to the 9, loss of a yard. .243 to go in the game. Lane trailing big. Blade at fullback, Carson at tailback. Hands off is to Carson, but nothing there. Forward progress will get him maybe back to the 10. And we're going to be under 2 minutes before the next snap comes. So, got three Nissan Pharmacy first downs on the drive, but seems to have come to an abrupt stall. Pitches back to Clayton, trying the right side, gets to the 5. And it'll be 4th and goal just outside the 5. .15 to go in the game. Trent Moore, the quarterback, bobbles the snap, throws it into the end zone, incomplete. Intended for Ethan Horton. Another turnover on downs for the Falcons. And with 1:03 to go, that'll pretty well wrap up this ball game. Twin Cedars has it at the Falcon, or their own 5-yard line. Tight formation, backs in the eye behind the new quarterback. Handoff is up the middle. Forward progress will get him loss of a yard or two. And this will come from the 4, so a loss of a yard. Under 1 minute to go. Second down from their own 4-yard line. Twin Cedars with the game well in hand, 54-21. Unlikely to see more scoring, but you never know. not going to see enough to make change any kind of outcome, but quarterback takes a knee with 16 seconds to go. That should end the game. 4, 3, 2, 1. And your final score from Bussey, Twin Cedars 54, Wayne 21. Homecoming victory for Twin Cedars over the Wayne Falcons tonight, 54-21. Well, one of the two offenses showed up tonight, and it was not the right one if you're a Falcon fan. But congratulations to the Twin Cedars Sabres. They moved to 3-0, 2-0 in the district. Wayne falls to 1-1 in the district, 1-1 overall. And we will be right back with your Shivers Manufacturing Player of the Game and the statistical wrap-up right after this.
Wayne Falcon Football is being brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hansen of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. The Indianola Auto Group. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Judd's Ranch House. Hot, fresh food, a country atmosphere, and plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone is headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Mac Hardware. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa and keep more money in your pocket by renting the equipment you need at Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Mac Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 641-774-0410 for more information. That's Mac Hardware in Sheraton. Smith Auto Body. When you have an accident, whether it's an animal or a tree that's messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheraton to get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body at 641-774-5008 for all your auto body work. Great Western Bank of Corydon. Great Western Bank in Corydon. A home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping make life great. Red Haw Realty. List your real estate with Red Haw Realty. Red Haw is your real estate A-team, and they have an A-list of buyers to get your property sold. List it. Sell it. Call Red Haw Realty in Sheraton at 641-774-4242. Corydon Hy-Vee. The Corydon Hy-Vee is a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Farm Bureau agent John Fry in Corydon. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop by, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm. Attorney Roberta Chambers is a proud sponsor of Wayne Falcon Football. The Lucas County Health Center. Lucas County Health Center is there for you when you need them, with a full line of services, from obstetrics to oncology, from physical therapy to diabetes education, we are here caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality, family-centered health care. Neeson Pharmacy, personal, friendly, and reliable. Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy on the southwest corner of the Corridon Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel. Midwest Heritage Bank. Midwest Heritage offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. Bredo Pizza, Corridon. Bredo Pizza, the place to meet before the game and the place to celebrate after the game. We'll see you at Bredo for pizza. Bingham Construction. Bingham Construction. Trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco family owned since 1979, offering you the selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Danco. Better equipment. Every inch counts in the red zone, just like every inch counts for farmers out in the field. At Case IH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre with products that are powerful, productive, and reliable, so they're ready for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH from Better Equipment in Highway 2, 2 miles east of Corridon. Shivers Manufacturing. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers N-Bin Continuous Counterflow Drying. The Allerton Lumber Company. Construction service and supply, from small hand tools to lumber, we have what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, Iowa. The Corridon State Bank. Corridon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Corridon State Bank, security for your online banking. CNC Custom Cycle. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton has been in business for over 40 years with a showroom of over 40,000 square feet. Stop in and check out all the recreational vehicles in stock and see what you want to take home. That's CNC Custom Cycle. Motor Inn. Steve Bunch and the sales associates at Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in a vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North in Knoxville, Iowa. Randolph Funeral Home. For many, grief doesn't end with a funeral. Randolph Funeral Home offers grief support for all ages. Let them help you and your family in your time of need. Community First Credit Union. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, C1STYOURVOICE, CFirstYourVoice.com, or like them on Facebook, federally insured by NCUA. Windstream. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. Midwest Assisted Living. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all of the benefits assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care.
And we are back with some unofficial. This is Ben. Trying to text whilst doing this, and the Melcher ended up being crocheted. So, Gail, if you got the score for the Melcher Dallas and I believe Seymour game, I would appreciate that also. The Falcons unofficially, I've got Clayton Keeper being held under 100 yards tonight with around 94. Dylan Lane with 70 rushing, 5-15, I think, passing 59 yards and a touchdown. Clayton with 2 touchdowns and a 2-point conversion, though, as well as an interception, will be the Shivers Manufacturing Player of the Game for the Falcons, a game where they just had too much Brent Parker for the Falcons. Garrett Petty, John, with a good game also for the Sabres. A good team. They'll be tough to beat down the road. And never know. Hopefully the Falcons can get another shot at them in the playoffs if both teams can be there. I can't imagine Twin Cedars not being in playoffs by the end of the year. But the Falcons fall to 1-1 in the district, 1-1 on the season. Twin Cedars moves to 3-0, 2-0 in the district. And not sure how the game came out either with Tri-County, and Tri-County playing out of the district tonight in Lamoni, so Twin Cedars moves into sole possession of first place at 2-0 in the district. But if we have scores for the HLB Moravia game, that would that'd be a good one if you could give me that, Gail. Or so HLV Moravia and Melcher Dallas Seymour would be two other district games going on, and Meskwaki's playing outside the district as well as Tri-County of Thornburg. The Falcons next will move on, continuing on the road, playing their third of three road games. Actually, next week will be the third of the four to open up the season. And this one will be not so far of a drive, though, to Humiston and take on the Mormon Trail Saints. So we will be bringing you that game again, as always, live right here on KISCRadio.com, the live stream for tonight. The Falcons are handled pretty easily by the Twin Cedar Sabres on their homecoming, 54-21. Final score, and as Elmer Fudd would say, they need more briefing. Coach Elliott will straighten things out with the boys after looking over some film, and some weaknesses perhaps were exposed by the Falcons, and they need to take care of those quick, fast, and in a hurry next week, because the following week they will go to Murray before coming back to district play with their first home game of the year at the end of the month. So we will step away tonight. Thank you for listening, and thank you once again to our partner sponsors for putting us on the air. We will be back with you next Friday night from Humiston as the Falcons will take on the Mormon Trail Saints. Kickoff for that non-district game will be at 7 p.m., and you can hear it all right here on Thunder Country KIIC Radio.